Good evening, my brothers and sisters, my family and friends. This is Frenata with Spoken Word, and I would like to say welcome. I first off would like to thank God for this unpromised day, and would just like to thank Him for life, for health, and for strength. He is an awesome God, and as I always say, He is a faithful provider. I wanted to come to you with a moment of worship. At this time, I just had this song on my heart because, you know, I just think of a lot of people that are going through things, and you know, they get on the track of trusting God, but somewhere down the line they lose faith. So I hope this moment of worship helps and applies to someone who's in need of this word tonight. They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I would never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way, and I'm growing more and more each day. There were many that started out with me, but now they're gone astray. But I'm still holding on to His hand. Good evening, my people. This is Frenata with Spoken Word, and I'm coming to you with a brief greeting today because, of course, I miss you guys and I wanted to hear from you. Go ahead, call in, say hey, what's up, put in your prayer request or ask for a prayer partner. I'm here, willing and ready. Let me tell you a little bit about how my day went. I actually had a kind of weird day. I say like up and down day. I suffer from lupus, of course, so the legs have been horribly aching today for some reason. And I am a volunteer teacher at a Christian Bible school for high school students. And, well, you know how that can go sometimes. But God bless their soul. Today I kind of was in a little situation. How can I put it? I was asked not to do something that I prayed about, and the Lord kind of gave me an insight to say, hey, you're doing the right thing by helping this person, but like my overhead, the staff over me has given me the red light to not do anything. And I'm kind of like stuck in my feelings right now. You know, I really, really don't know what to do. You know, I can't go over the boss's word because then, you know, I'll lose the spot that I have. And I really enjoy, you know, going down there and teaching these kids. And I mean, that's a joy to me. Plus, my two kids, which are in high school, one is getting ready to graduate, they attend that school also. So I do get the opportunity and the joy of teaching my own kids at, you know, at the same time. But, yeah, give me a call. Call me up. Tell me what you think about that. The question is basically, when you feel like It's the right thing to do to help someone, but you're being told, no, you're not allowed to help some that person. Then what do you do? I mean, how do you handle that? Especially when deep down inside, that is bothering you. The Bible says, do unto others as you would like others to do unto you. And I can remember being in this little girl's, not a little girl, she's a young woman, but I can remember being at her stage life of, and at that age, and I didn't have that help. So that kind of makes me, it kind of confuses the feelings. So, yeah, go ahead, call me up and tell me what you think. I need some advice from you guys. Well, this is Frenata Smith with Spoken Word, and I just want to remind you that God loves you, and so do I. So until next time, you guys be blessed.